He's Navajo, so that gives him privileges to, I don't know, do all kinds of things to Navajo tribe, I guess. And I think he was trying to pass that constitution to Navajo tribe. And I didn't really understand too much about it, but I think a part of it had to do with termination.
Uh-huh.
And I'm against that. And if Ramanatkai is for termination, well, I'm against him because I'm against termination. And I think that there's so many things he could do, you know, because there's a lot of young Navajo kids that he could incorporate. There's a lot of Navajo people that are in their 30s, you know, 20s, 30s to 20s, even 40s, that have a college education, and they can't get jobs out there. And I think that, and the Navajo tribe keep saying, come back and help your people, and hell, they don't they don't provide any jobs for them, you know. I mean, they, you know, instead of hiring, because there are a lot of Navajos are qualified, like in the construction or business field,
uh-huh.
and they don't hire them. They'll hire some BIA bureaucrat or some white man. And I think that he should capitalize on the Navajo people more and utilize them, utilize their services, because there's a lot of people that want to do things out there. And he shouldn't try to get us in debt, you know, because I mean, we need help. We need to bring up our money situation so we won't get so our reservation won't be taken away. I think there's a lot of things he could do that he isn't doing, and I don't think he's really listening to the people.
Mm-hmm. Who do you want for the chair?
Yeah. I know Sam Billison might be running again, and I don't know who else. You
I
know.
Heard that Lloyd House is going to run.
Yeah, he's kind of a popular guy. You know, I really don't know either of them.
Uh-huh.
I think Lloyd House is kind of popular in a sense, and Sam Billison lost the last one. But you know, I don't know. I'd kind of go along with what the majority of the Navajos felt. I mean, like my folks back home.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think I'd kind of rate it because. Being not on the reservation now and going to school, it's hard for me to really say what I think is best because I'm not living out there now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll go along with what my folks say because they're older and shoot, they've been around for about 70 years. And, you know, they know what's happening and who I'd listen to what they said because they know. I mean, the whole thing kind of gets away from really realizing what the Navajo people themselves feel, because a lot of them aren't educated. They just speak Navajo and they live the old Navajo ways, and I think they should be catered to a lot more, the grassroots people, I guess I heard people
mm-hmm.
say that, because my aunt and them, they know, and I'd go along with what they say, because I can't really say right now who I would like.
What do you think of the Navajo Community College?
I think it's a great idea. Well, there's two aspects to it. One of them is that I think that most Navajo students that go to school and the high schools prepare them more for a vocational type of thing than they do college preparatory, because you can look at the numbers of Indian students in college. And I think maybe Navajo Community College, we might be able to take care of that group, or some adults that want to go back to school and they can't really go too far away from home. They can't go down to Flag or ASU or here or someplace else, you know, and that's closer to them, and they could take advantage of it because I know that they want to learn. And I think right now, well, it's just a junior college and it doesn't have that much accreditation. And I think that it should continue and that it should really develop to very highly academic standards. Right now, I don't think the academic standards are that high because that's just because it's starting. But I think that they should strive for that. I think that it should continue and that it should really develop to very highly academic standards. Right now, I don't think the academic standards are that high because that's just because it's starting. But I think that they should strive for that, because I really think it's a great thing. I mean, maybe just because it's Navajo Community College. I mean, that word in itself means a lot.
what do you think of those big plants out on the reservation, you know, like General Dynamics and Fort Defiance or some, and Fairchild Semiconductor or some? What do you think of those?
Well, this is what I heard, that a lot of these people, because of inflation, you know, they'll go out on areas where it's supposed to be impoverished, you know, like the Navajo Reservation, and they'll go out there and they'll stay out there for so many years because they have so much money and they're supposed to get rid of it and stuff, and then they'll cut out, you know, and I kind of think that they'll cut out a enterprise like Navajo, up at Navajo where they have the sawmill. I think that's great because it is going to stay there, but I don't know how long that General Dynamics and Fairchild thing is going to last out there. And they say that they're training people and giving them jobs. Giving them jobs is fine, but training them, I don't know what they're training them for, because I kind of don't think they'll last out there that long, because they're going to move. I mean, they're a capitalistic enterprise, and if they'll go to better grounds. And for being out there for right now, I think it's good, because they're giving people job opportunities, and this is what the reservation really needs. I hope that, you know, something like that can continue, and maybe Navajo Reservation can get in some type of industry that more or less relates to the Southwest. I mean, like maybe timber resources, or I don't really know. I don't really have any suggestions, but something that will stay there a long time, where people can be assured that they can get jobs.
You know, referring back to that girl that gave the was interviewed before you, she said that the Navajos were really poor and poverty stricken. Do you think so?
Well, according to statistics, I think she mentioned too that people make about $6,000 to $10,000 a year, and on that level of thinking, financially, I will say that, you know, they are poor, because, you know, like you have to worry about, I mean, well, like you have to really plan your budget to make sure that you'll have, I don't know, food and clothing and stuff. But as far, I think that word poor kind of strikes up a little bit of pride or something, because I don't think they're poor, in a sense, because I think they're, I don't know, I think they're strong, and they know how to live out there. And I mean, there's better opportunities that they need, and they got, well, their jewelry and their ceremonials and stuff like that. And on that level, they're a lot more richer. Culturally, I think they're much, much richer. And if you want to talk about financial things, I think maybe some of them are poor, because I've seen, like, some people that hang around in Gallup. I mean, I know they're poor, because they don't, you know, because they don't have that much clothing or food, and they have to go on welfare. But there's reasons behind that. And I think these reasons is something that we ought to all look into and try to overcome.
Well, I don't know what to answer that. What do you think of, you know, those the Indian image on the movies or TV screens, you know, and books, you know, all those junks? What do you think of that?
Well, America being what it is, I think that, I mean, it really listens to the entertainment field, which encompasses TV and movies. I think TV and movies have really done a great injustice to the American Indian. I mean, like, was watching TV the other night, and there was a stagecoach, and of course, to make it more sympathetic on their side, one woman had a little baby with her, and five guys whipped about 50 or 100 or 200 Indians, you know. And shoot, those weren't Indians. I mean, in real life, in real historical things, I don't think it was like that. And here, the stagecoach even wrecked and a wheel came off. And the Indians still couldn't get them. I think it really, really, if I could protest against something, I think I'd try protesting against that, you know. Because the whole movie and TV industry generalizes on everybody, on everything, and the whole society pigeonholes. They have to, everybody has to fit into a little slot. And, well, that's, but what they've done to American Indians, wow, I think it's terrible. Because they haven't done anything for them, but they've sure done a lot more against them. Because the whole image, and see little kids like back east or even here in the state of New Mexico, they think Indians live in teepees and that they still fight. And they don't know that there's, 200 and something different tribes and so many different languages. And they don't know that because the TV doesn't educate them in that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's up to the American Indians to do something about that, too. Because, boy, we've been slaughtered and slaughtered and slaughtered on TV and movies. And it's not right. It's not true. It's unreal. And, I mean, America and the rest of the world romanticize the cowboy and Indian things. Mm-hmm. But I think they should start showing the real thing. I mean, maybe Indians, I'd like to see Indians run a movie sometime and see what they have to say about it. Maybe be another Custard. But at the same time, you know, a lot of the Indians that I talk to, they really love that story about Custard because it's uh-huh. more real. Because they didn't think that they got tromped on that much, you know. Uh-huh. And God, TV movies. I don't want to impeach TV movies.
After the Indians have their this is on a different subject again. After the Indians have ceremony or something like that. They have a 49er. What do you think of that? I mean, how do you feel about it?
I think a 49 is just another social get-together. And I think, well, I never knew about them when I was in high school. But here at the university, you've got all the different tribes of Indians, and it's kind of a social form to bring all the different tribes of Indians together because they'll sing plain songs and Navajo songs. And I like it. I like being able to get together with other Indian tribes. And this is kind of like a common basis we have between each other. And it's neat going way up in the mountains and build a fire. And, of course, there's food and drinks. But, you know, it's really neat. It's like it's something that belongs to us, and it's something that we really enjoy. And I think that people from other cultures might have a hard time relating to it or something, but you know, we really can because it's a fun thing. Mm-hmm. I think just like any other social thing, sometimes it can get out of hand, but that doesn't happen too much, I don't think. I mean, what has been going on up here? And like when they have big powwows here in town or in other places, they always have a 49. And it's just a social gathering, and it brings all the different Indian tribes together on a common basis. And those songs, you start singing those songs, and pretty soon, even though you don't know the song, pretty soon you start singing it too. You don't know it, but you just start singing it because it seems like it comes to you. Uh-huh. I think it's really great.
What are your plans for, you know, after you get out of school here at the university?
Well, I'll probably get out next year sometime, finally. And I want to go on to graduate school. And I'm in education right now. Mm-hmm. And just because Gallup, Window Rock, Crown Point area is my home, I'll probably end up back out there. I mean, when you're getting a Navajo tribal scholarship, you know, you tell them, well, I'm going to go to school and come back and help my people, you know, just so they'll give you a scholarship. But I hate to use that term, but I know I'll end up back there because it's my home. I mean, my land is out there, and my relatives are out there, and I'd like to stay around there. I would like to get out. If I did go into teaching, I might want to teach maybe 2-3 years, you know, someplace, California, back east, Hawaii. I don't care. You know, if I get the chance, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. But I know that I'll eventually end up back there because that's where my life is, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of Navajos as compared to other Indians, like the Pueblos?
Well, naturally being Navajo, I think that Navajos are, you know, the best. But I think that each tribe has their own individual characteristics. And that's what makes them Sandia or Isleta or Laguna or Arapaho or Cheyenne or whatever they are. And And I think that the, well, let me go back. I think that the Indians here in the Southwest and probably in parts of Alaska are more Indian in a sense. I mean,